June. Never yield Christian principle, June 1st. Even unto them will I give in mine house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and of daughters, I will give them an everlasting name, that shall not be cut off. I feel deep sympathy for you, knowing that you are sorely tempted. The enemy is trying to make you faint and become discouraged. I feel no less sympathy and deep interest for your husband. Our Savior will be his Savior, if he will accept him. Never, never are any one of us to feel that it is anything but the highest honor to become sons and daughters of God. My sister, never, never yield to the temptation to sacrifice Christian principle in order to meet the world's criterion. Be firm, be faithful, for you are bought with a price. Your duty to your Savior may not lead you in the smoothest paths, for your Redeemer never walked in paths of self-pleasing and self-indulgence. He lived not to please himself. He went without the camp, bearing the reproach. Wherever Providence has placed you, God will give you strength to stand firm in the faith. Let nothing interpose between your soul and God. Christ did not merely give us directions as to the path in which we must travel, but he came to be our teacher. He did not merely tell us how we ought to obey, but in his own life he gave us a practical example of how we should obey. Thus he is the true helper. Going before us, he beats down the obstructions, and tells us to walk in his footsteps. Our blessed Savior says, "Follow me. I will lead you. I am the way, the truth, and the life. He that followeth me shall not walk in darkness." See? Christ served as a true son, an obedient son. He declared, "I have kept my Father's commandments." Sanctification is a lifelong obedience. We can be greatly honored by being in co-partnership with Christ. "Take my yoke upon you," he says, "and learn of me, for I am meek and lowly in heart, and ye shall find rest unto your souls." The obedience of which Christ has left us an example is perfect and complete. My sister, the Lord loves you, and he wants you to have the crown of life. "He that overcometh, the same shall be clothed in white raiment, and I will not blot out his name out of the book of life, but I will confess his name before my Father, and before his angels." The white robes are the garments of Christ's righteousness, and all who have this righteousness are partakers of the divine nature. They have written upon them, "The name of my God, and the name of the city of my God, which is New Jerusalem, which cometh down out of heaven from my God, and I will write upon him my new name." To a believer in Australia,